And welcome to Revitalize and Replant with Tom Rainer, where we equip churches to move from declining to thriving by pointing them to a new future and a new hope. Revitalize and Replant is brought to you by the North American Mission Board.
Welcome to episode number 101, Revitalize and Replant. My name is Tom Rainer. I am joined by Jonathan, the voice Hal. And as always, we miss in these every other episodes Mark Clifton. He's just so much a part of this. And it's just not the same when Mark's not here, but he's here every other episode. And this is episode number 101.
A week after 100.
Yeah. Did you say 100?
100.
100. 100.
100.
100.
With a T on the end.
And I tell you what, it has flown through. It has just absolutely flown through. I was on Church Answers today, Jonathan, at the consulting and coaching forum, and someone said, where can I get some good research information on church revitalization? And I went to Revitalize and Replant at TomRainer.com, where you have put all the episodes by year there. And I gave him that. I said, oh my gosh, this is a wealth of information on revitalization. So it's gone really, really quickly. Well, today, thank you, North American Mission Board. They're not just our sponsor, but they're also our partner on this new instrument that we have. I'm totally excited about this new instrument. It's called the Revitalizer Profile. It is something that I think is going to get widespread use because it helps a revitalizer, which is probably 75% of pastors today are revitalizers.
Yeah, well, if 70% of churches need
a revitalization, help, then 75% of the pastors are. And instead of saying, okay, these are the reasons you are or are not a good revitalizer, this instrument points to your strength and helps you to revitalize from your strength. So we'll be talking about the Revitalizer Profile. Thank you, NAM, for providing the funding and the sponsorship for us to create this profile, this instrument. I think it's going to be something in widespread use.
And NAM, they talk a lot about church planting.
Yes.
So you got the SIN network and all the great things they're doing. They're also doing a lot of great things in revitalization.
Yes.
And partnering with us is part of that. But
yes,
they're doing a great job all around.
It's,
I think people forget or miss all that they're doing on the Revitalize and Replant side of things.
Exactly.
Not just talking about this podcast, but what everything that Mark's doing and just the resources they're putting out there for revitalization as well. So I need to give them a little extra shout out for all
they
that.
They deserve it. Boy, they're doing a great job. Thank you, Kevin Ezell. You are my friend.
Okay. So we're talking about revitalizing a church from your leadership strength. So this is the pastor's leadership strength. And first, we need to talk about why we cannot assess most pastors to be qualified for church revitalization. So in church planning world, we have a church planner assessment.
Assessment, right.
And you get, you got to score a certain level or whatever to be able to be sent as a church planner.
Right.
But that's not the case in revitalization.
Well, that is the case for an international missionary.
That's true.
Yeah. That is the case for a church planner, and that's the case for a church replanter. That requires a certain type, not just a skill set, but a personality, skill set, temperament, all of those things are, we know that you're probably not going to succeed, so why do that? That is not the case with revitalizers because you're already doing it.
Yeah.
It's not.
Well, the three we mentioned, planning, replanting, and missionaries, they're being sent.
They're being sent.
They're being funded. They're being placed.
Yes.
This is not the case because you're already usually placed.
So let's think of the numbers for just a moment. Again, there's always debate on how many Protestant churches there are in North America because it's hard to count them all. But 350,000. Jonathan, what's three-fourths of 350,000? If we did 400,000.
280,000.
Okay. So let's say there are 280,000 churches. That's close enough. I could have said there are 400,000 churches, and we could have said 300,000 in need of revitalization. But
wrong. It's less than that. But okay, go ahead.
Okay. Let's say there are 250,000 churches in need of revitalization. Just go with that number.
Yeah.
So we say, we're going to assess. What happens if these pastors don't assess?
Well, then
come on back, y'all.
Exactly.
You can't do that. So instead of saying, are you qualified or not, this type of profile says, let's find your strength and work from there.
Yeah.
That's why
you're already in the spot.
Yeah. And we connect it to the Revitalized Bundle.
Yeah.
And we make this all a part of the process of working with pastors. That's why I'm excited, Jonathan. I'm just really excited about this new instrument, the Revitalizer Profile. Okay.
Okay.
I know you're looking.
No, I know. So we can't assess people and place them because they're already there.
They're already there.
So what you're saying is that you need to figure out what you are in your place where you are right now,
uh-huh,
and work from that.
Yes. But we have an
assumption. From where you
are. But we have an assumption, which is number two.
The strong leader personality is assumed to be the best fit. So
everybody assumes a strong leadership personality.
Well, we need a strong leader to lead our revitalization. Well, not a lot of them.
Yeah, not a lot of them, and maybe not.
And sometimes they are.
Sometimes a strong leader can mess up, too.
Yep.
Just not always.
Too strong.
Not the best fit. So we have this perception that this real strong leader is what we need, and it usually needs to be somewhere between 38 and 45.
With 2.3 kids.
Yes. And so everybody has this idea, and dynamic in the pulpit.
Yes.
Makes all the podcast pastors put to shame. It's not the case. It's just not the case. There are a lot of successful revitalizers who don't have that charismatic personality, who are okay in the pulpit, but who are getting the job done. And those are the types of leaders. Those are the types one that this revitalizer profile says, here's your strength, and we're going to work from there.
Now, you were in four churches.
Yes.
And I think you mentioned that all four of those were revitalization
absolutely
things.
Absolutely.
So do you consider yourself a strong leader personality?
I don't know. I don't consider myself a charismatic leader personality.
Huh. That's because you don't like people.
Well, I've been around charismatic leaders, and I'm not they. I'm Thom. I mean, that's basically it. I don't consider myself this vibrant, dynamic personality. So, no, I do not consider myself that.
All right.
So, you're asking that question. I'm saying, no, I don't.
All right. So, maybe this next one, I want to know if you ever fell into this trap, because too many pastors try to change their personalities to lead revitalization. I think we all do that.
I did. I even tried to change my voice.
What? Wait. Hold on.
I mean, the people.
Back that up.
Well.
Where?
I tried it one sermon where I tried
to see.
It
was like Ross and Friends when he was doing the British accent.
I could go. I tried to see if I could go a little bit deeper than twangier. And I listened to Adrian for a while.
Oh, God.
And I just tried. And, oh, gosh, it came out so weird.
Nellie Jo Leonti after the service.
No. Thomas? She couldn't even get to me before the others had to talk to me. Oh, that was so hokey. I just, with apologies to Virginia Tech, I didn't mean the hokies.
You can rag on them all you want.
No, we got Amy J. We got Amy J in Virginia.
Yes. All right. So they try to change their personalities. Give me an example, other than you trying to change your voice there.
They try to become that charismatic personality by imitating someone, imitating their motions, imitating their verbiage, imitating their phraseology. Most of the time, you try to imitate someone who fits what we were talking about in number two, that strong personality. It's just not who we are. And so what I love about the revitalizer profile, it goes to where you are, and it says, this is how we're going to, this is how you can best lead.
And this reminds me of something Mark says quite often on here.
Yes.
And, you know, trying to change yourself to do, you know, trying to basically what you're saying is don't try to be someone you're not.
Exactly.
Because that's not how you revitalize a church. It's Mark. He talks about preach, pray, love, and stay.
Ooh.
Those are the four key things. And that is not changing who you are. That is not assuming that you have to be a certain type of personality or something like
that.
But it's the being faithful, the week after week, the day after day leadership.
And Mark that's Clifton what embodied
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Mark is who he is.
But
he
is a charismatic leader.
What's that?
He is a pretty charismatic preacher.
Is he?
He's fantastic.
Okay, so I've never heard Mark preach.
Well, he did a talk at
Church Answers.
Platinum Day.
Yeah, Church Answers Platinum.
And it was like, what?
Oh, gosh, he just blew it away. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh,
he preached a couple times.
He's going to be at the Revitalized
Yes, we'll
Network.
Talk about that. Talk about that here at the end.
Oh, okay.
And, well, he's also going to be at this Church Replanters.
So, okay, we'll talk about where Mark's going to be.
He's going to be on.
This is the Mark Clifton Love Fest in his absence.
Yes. Yes, it is. But again, preach, pray, love, and stay. Those are his four kind of
stay,
you know, core things for replanting and revitalization.
Preach, pray, love, and stay. Yeah. Telling you it's the only way.
Okay. All right. Number four. In the past, most churches would grow regardless of leadership personality of the pastor.
There are different reasons for that. One is what we've referred to it many times, cultural Christianity. People would just go to church because they're supposed to go to church.
The low-hanging evangelical fruit.
Yeah.
I get what he's saying. It makes sense.
Yes, yes. I just have to pause for a moment. Is this really evangelical fruit?
It is.
Okay.
He's meaning the evangelicals that moved into the neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, again, evangelical to me means someone's a believer. I'm talking about there are a lot of folks.
Let's talk about the new people.
I'm talking about there are a lot of people who aren't believers who are coming to church.
Yeah, the cultural Christianity.
And so church would just grow because it was easier to grow.
People saw it as a form of social validation.
Exactly.
Or whatever.
And so even if the pastor was not this dynamic personality, they just said, I'm going to come there.
There weren't as many options. Another reason.
Yeah.
And people were more denominationally loyal.
Oh, that's enough.
I'm a Lutheran. I'm going to be a Lutheran. You know, I was Lutheran born, and I'll be a Lutheran when I die.
Yes.
I'm not going to any church that's not a Lutheran.
That's a good
point. I'm Baptist. I'm Methodist, whatever.
Very good point.
So if there was one Lutheran church or one Methodist church or one Presbyterian church, that's the one I'm going to.
And there weren't as many points of comparison. You had a few television preachers and a few radio preachers.
Yes.
Because you didn't have all the podcast pastors that were out there and the live streaming or recorded streaming that where you could see them again and again. So the points of comparison were not as frequent. So in the past, most churches would grow regardless of the leadership personality.
All right. And then we need to look at the 12 leadership personalities for revitalization. So this goes to the profile you're talking about.
Right.
And you've found 12 different leadership personalities. And none of these, I guess, are better than the other. They're just different points of entry.
Yes.
To revitalization.
They're all strong, though. They all are a strength. And so if a revitalizer, which again, I would say is about 3/4 of all pastors and church leaders, if a revitalizer would lead from this position of strength, that revitalizer can make a significant difference in that church and does not have to fit some kind of preconceived mold of a revitalized leader or any kind of leader. So, you know, we're not going to park on all of these for very long, Jonathan, but we can look at the 12 leadership personality profiles real quick.
Now you've done this. Which one did you get?
Actually, I was a little bit surprised. I came as a strategist and I thought I'd be a visionary.
A visionary. Though I'm not a pastor and you don't want me leading your revitalization, but
you would be prophetic. You'd just say, y'all need to get your act together.
Pretty much.
Goodbye.
Visionary. All right. So we got 12 of these and we're going to start with the instructor.
Yeah. The instructor leads revitalization through teaching. Classic teaching pastor. People love to hear the truths of God's word emanate from the sermons and the teaching times the instructor have. It's really positive. It's really positive. But let me just say, if you're an instructor, I'm going to just give you a caution for every one of these. You may have to balance your priorities and your time because you want to spend so much time in study preparing to be that instructor.
Yeah.
So you're a teaching pastor, you're a teacher, and people learn when they hear you. I would put Sam, I don't know what Sam's going to come out, but I would definitely say he when he's in the pulpit, he's an instructor.
How does that help him lead revitalization? Just because they can teach, they can inform, and
it does two things. It tells them where their strength is, and so they can lead.
No, I'm talking about the church. How does it help the church?
Sorry. Well, you learn biblical truths.
Okay.
So once you learn biblical truths, then you can apply them.
Mm-hmm.
So that is just one of the basics.
Can't act out biblical truths without learning them first.
Yes. And I was going to answer from the pastor point of view. It tells the pastor the strength, but it also says the caution over here. Mm-hmm. Be careful here.
Yeah. Number two, the thinker.
Yeah, thinker is similar to the instructor. They really can articulate things well. They really, like the instructor, like to spend a lot of time in study. So a similar strength, there's a nuance of a difference there, but they also need to be cautious because they can neglect pastoral needs. Once again, like the instructor, the thinker can spend a lot of time thinking.
All right. Now, how does that motivate the church to revitalize?
Well, it's the communication.
Okay.
You can hear things clearly. The instructor, when I think of a thinker, it is one of the qualities that I'm reminded of Eric Geiger. He probably is not in the thinker category in terms of the dominant one, but he definitely can communicate clearly. When you listen to Eric, who's now a lead pastor at Mariners, when you hear, he just makes things clear.
Mm-hmm.
And clarity motivates.
Yeah. So it reminds me of like Tim Keller.
Yeah. He would definitely be the thinker.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Number three, a detailer.
Yeah, you make certain that nothing falls through the cracks. This can be huge in a revitalization. In a revitalization, there's so many things that don't get done. Well, the detailer is someone that makes certain that it needs to get done. And so the facilities, they need to be in good shape.
Looking at all the little details that go on.
But then the caution there is,
You get lost in the weeds.
You're lost in the weeds, and you can see the big. You don't see the big picture just as much.
There. Well, maybe you get you start focusing on the things that maybe aren't as a big deal. I mean, they're important, but they're not like really important.
You can major. You can major on the minors.
Yes,
to use the metaphor.
You do what is good instead of what is
great.
Great.
Yeah. I remember someone who said that.
Yes, I don't remember who it was, but he was a smart guy. Number four, a visionary.
Yeah, the visionary can see the future path. They see exactly where they need to go, how they need to get there. Many times we think that every revitalizer needs to be a visionary. Well, okay, every revitalizer is not a visionary. But the visionary can really see a preferred future, but they often are lousy listeners. You are a visionary. That just reminds me.
I was waiting on that. Thank you.
You are a visionary.
Well, you just set yourself up.
Wow.
Bump set spike on your own.
I don't know if
right
it's if it, the previously recorded podcast today or this one where I said something, I had to turn around and say, did you hear what I just said? You said, no, because you're on your phone or not listening or something like that. Yeah, now I see you are a visionary.
Yes, yeah. Thank you for that. All right. Number five, strategist.
Strategist and visionary are very closely related. They both see the path forward. The visionary sees the big picture the clearest. The strategist sees the big picture and begins to go to next steps even more clearly.
Yeah, I think that was my second one.
Okay.
So, like,
I think that's
you and I are very similar in that.
Yeah, yeah. I think it would be a flip-flop for me on that.
And that's the cool thing about the profiler. It gives you those top ones.
Yes.
So you know where, you know, because typically somebody is not just one of these.
No.
They're like a lot of this with a little bit of that, you know.
Or a lot of this. A whole lot of this, and then a lot of this, and then not a whole lot of this.
It's kind of like the Enneagram thing with your wing or whatever. You're like I'm an eight with a seven wing.
Okay.
Anyway, all right, number six, loyalist.
And I'll fly away. Loyalist, deep love for both the members in the institution. Remember what Mark Clifton said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Preach, pray, love and stay.
Yeah,
I think that's right. I'm trying to remember that.
This is the love and stay. These are the last, well, probably it's the pray too. A loyalist, on the other hand, may also struggle to be a good listener. That's one of the weaknesses of a loyalist. He's deeply involved with the people, but maybe not hear everything. Mm. Maybe not hear anything.
Number seven, a responder.
Yeah.
Meeting needs.
Yeah, quickly. Not just meeting needs, but meeting needs quickly. So this person is going to be perceived to be caring, and that helps in a revitalization. However, a responder may not be able to lead the church evangelistically because he's responding so much to ministry.
Pastoral needs versus evangelism, and that gets sometimes can get out of balance.
Exactly.
Well, and especially in churches that need revitalization, it's easy to get pulled out of balance.
Out of balance, exactly.
For that. Number eight, a provider.
Provider's very good at working one-on-one. And if you're in a church that has multi-generations, like many of our revitalization, either are multi-generation or they're older generation. Mm-hmm. This type of person can identify with them and work with them. That's a great, great strength. But once again, because they're spending so much time, they may not be spending adequate time in teaching or preaching.
All right. Number nine, idealist.
Yeah. I love the idealist because the idealist brings hope. And many revitalizations need hope and encouragement.
Well, you got to start there. You're not going to get revitalized if you don't have a goal, an end goal, a hope.
All of these have strengths, and that's the whole point. But idealists can get frustrated real easily because you haven't met the ideal.
Well, yeah. Well, and it takes a long time.
Yeah.
Revitalization isn't a quick thing. Replanting, not a quick thing.
Yes.
And if you're an idealist and you're wanting to get there, it's like, you know, Mark's talked about it several times. You're going to see fruit 5 to 7 years.
Yep.
That's a long time for an idealist sometimes.
Yeah, my age, I'm dead.
Well, okay. Man, you just really, really down today on that. Golly. Number 10, systematizer.
Great at organization. Great at, can prioritize for revitalization. Can get the things in order that you need to.
This is a Jess.
Yes.
Is he a systematizer?
Yeah, he's a great systematizer. And he admits that he sometimes neglects pastoral needs as a result.
Because of the administrative strengths.
He's like a question he asked me a couple of weeks ago. Dad, you want to do a funeral?
Jess, that's for you.
No, I did the funeral.
Yeah,
I
know.
Okay.
I remember that one because you were scrambling to get here after the funeral.
Yeah, because we had a webinar.
Some kind of a webinar. That's what it was.
Live webinar.
Yeah, and you're like sprinting across town from Antioch. Is that where you were?
Yes, that's on the other side of town. Had to go from east to west, get here pretty quickly.
But you made it.
I did.
And the webinar went well. So, all right, number 11, the equipper.
Equipper can be vital for revitalization. trains, motivates members, and can particularly in the area of evangelism. This can be someone that can equip the saints to do the work of the ministry, but also to do the work of the evangelist as well.
These guys, equippers, that's a good person to have. If you're a kind of the visionary or the thinker types, it's good to have somebody else on the team who's the equipper.
So let your staff take these so you can try to balance out.
That'd be good. So because if you have a, I would think that it's like any other personality profile. If everybody's the same type, there's going to be a lot of things falling through the cracks probably.
Yeah, and if they're falling through the cracks, we got a person that can pick that up on this profile as well.
Yes. All right, and finally, the counselor.
Loves to be around people, loves to help people. Just the fact that they're so loving means that that's a good foundation for revitalization, but can neglect things like growth and outward focus.
Because it's the internal, a lot of times dealing with internal issues.
All these are strengths with counter warnings to tell you where you may fall through the cracks.
Any idea where most pastors would fall? It seems like they would. A lot of them would fall maybe on the front end of this list.
You know, that's going to be interesting to find out when they start taking these.
Yeah.
We can project that they may be, but as I've gone through these, I think there are a lot of them that are going to be number 12s.
Okay.
So at the end, the counselors. At the end of the list. So we'll see. As we begin to get a database, I will say this, when we did the beta test on these, spread out all over the place.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
But again, it, limited number.
Yeah,
like it was 30 people.
Yeah.
So limited number, but we'll see how this comes out.
All right. Well, biblical worship is the foundation for church revitalization, and the North American Mission Board is pleased to present a Revitalization Worship Summit on August 26th and 27th in Alpharetta, Georgia. Leading the summit is going to be Tom Rainer, Mike Harlan, Jared Wilson, and Andrew Peterson, along with Mark Clifton. This summit will feature main conference sessions and specialized breakouts focused on the needs of churches who need revitalization and those with limited resources for worship. Registration is limited to 300, so you got to register today. The entire cost of the conference, get this, Dr. Rainer, only $35.
Wow. I'm going.
Yeah, you are. You're not paying $35 because you're the speaker.
Oh, I'm speaking.
Yeah, you're a speaker. So you get to go for free, I bet. But you can find out more and register at churchreplanters.com. That's churchreplanters.com. Do join us at this. It's just about 6-7 weeks away. So it should be a great conference. I mean, I'm telling you, this is like the conference that Jonathan could have picked because these are some of my favorite people.
I think about the ones I would want to be around. Mark Clifton, Mike Harlan, Jared Wilson, Andrew Peterson. Wow. I love those guys.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is like the perfect conference for me.
Wow. Looking forward. And we've got also in the show notes the Revitalize Network convention that'll be happening in April of 2020. Sign up for that quickly as well.
Revitalize2020.com.
There you go. There you go. Well, thank you again for joining us on Revitalize and Replant. I hope that you have really just kind of gotten excited about the Revitalizer profile. We have the links here in the show notes about how you can take the Revitalizer profile, connect it to the Revitalize bundle, and I think this instrument is going to be used by God in a great way. So thank you. We'll continue to revitalize churches together.
Thanks for joining us today on Revitalize and Replant with Tom Rainer. If you'd like to learn more about re-energizing your church to reach your community, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Google Play or in your favorite podcasting app. For additional resources on church leadership and to join the conversation online, visit TomRainer.com, where we are growing healthy churches together.